my God, I don't think I've ever bought so many dresses in my life. And I actually paid for them this time. You know, with real money. Well, actually, I guess you were the one that bought them, huh, Brucey? I hope I didn't hurt your bank account too much back there. But then again, come on, you're Bruce Wayne. You probably get paid for breathing. You really know how to spoil a girl, you know that? Must be part of that Wayne charm everybody talks about. But seriously, I want to say thanks for the clothes, the fancy dinner. It's been a long time since I was able to have fun like this. Oh, and thank you, butler, for driving us around in the limo all night. Having your own personal British guy must be so cool. Anyway, I could tell you weren't exactly thrilled that I was the one who won this date with you, especially after Mr. J held you and your boy hostage. When was it? A few years back? Oh, it was a few months? Whoops. Well, the point still stands. I know it might not mean much, but I am sorry. Especially for bonking you on the head with a hammer. Hopefully that's healed up just fine. Though, I'm sure you got some top-notch medical care with all that money, right? Your lucky Batman showed up to save you. Batsy always shows up to save you, doesn't he? But don't worry, though, Brucey. I am a changed woman. I'm never going back to that pale-faced creep ever again. I'm hanging out with Gotham's biggest stud muffin, Bruce Wayne. And you know where that clown is? Rotten in a cell. And you know what? I don't care. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be rambling so much about my ex now, should I? Sorry, Brucey. There's just something about you that's comforting. Like I can just spill out all my little secrets to you. But what about you? Are you enjoying yourself? I think you are. How about a little joke, Brucey? All right, I think you'll love this one. So, a couple of weeks ago, I met this guy, richest fisherman in the world. I asked him, hey, what's your net worth? And he says, this one cost me about $10. You get it? Because I see that smile on your face, Brucey. I figured you could appreciate some rich people humor. I bet none of your other girlfriends were this funny, right? Okay, I know I'm not technically your girlfriend, but we looked pretty romantic on our date tonight, didn't we? Say, Brucey, you don't mind me if I plant a little kiss on you, do you? Just one. You've earned it. Oh, goody. Lean forward and pucker up, rich boy. That tasted good. Though, I smeared a little bit of lipstick on your face. Wait, nobody's ever gonna believe I kissed Bruce Wayne if I don't get photographic evidence. Let me get out my phone and kiss you again. I'll just set the timer and go. Now that was a kiss. Hey, we're really close now, huh, Brucey? Feels nice. Joker was never into the whole romance thing. Well, he wasn't into much of anything that didn't involve Batman. Say, Brucey, do you think people can change? I know that's a sudden question, but sometimes I'm worried I can never move past the things I did while I was with him. You do? Oh, that feels good to hear. You know, Brucey, you're not all what people say. Sure, you're mega rich, but you care about people too. More so than a lot of the idiots in Gotham. I've seen your donations to Arkham. You seem to want to actually help. You're a real interesting case study. If I was still in college, I could write a whole paper on you. About the trauma you suffered as a child, how you hide your true feelings by pretending to be some dim-witted playboy. If you let me do some more digging on your brain, I'm sure I could find something really interesting. Although, I'm noticing some bulging in your pants that's interesting me right about now. Is that a stack of cash in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? Okay, sorry. Last rich person joke of the night. Promise. You trust me, right, Brucey? Okay, I'm sure you don't completely, but enough to show me what you got hiding in there? I promise I'll be gentle. I can see it. Oh, thank you, Brucey. Ooh, look what we have here. Bruce Wayne's Little Wayne. So you're definitely not little at all, are you, Brucey? This really is a billion-dollar cock. That's the perfect size to fit in my hand. And hopefully some other places. You really have a maid, you know that? You have a big cock and all that money. Like, sheesh, save some for the rest of us. But I guess the cock part worked out well for me, didn't it? It was so nice of you to give little old Harley something to play with. Hey, your butler can't hear us back here, can he? Oh, good. You know what that means, Brucey? It means I can put this thing in my mouth and give it the sucking it deserves. Oh, one thing. Feel free to mess with my pigtails if you want, you know. Hold me down, pull me, whatever. Now here we go. God, I love this cock, Brucey. Did my mouth feel good? I bet a lot of girls would be dying to be in my place right now, huh? But you can't fool me, Brucey. For as many girls as you have crawling all over you, you've never tied the knot, never settled down. That big mansion must feel pretty lonely. Just you, your butler, and the endless amounts of orphans you've adopted. You're a cute family, you know that? But still, there's never been a Mrs. Bruce Wayne, has there? This is a good time to remind you that I am single, so if you're looking for someone to put a ring on, I know a gal. But seriously, a guy like you doesn't deserve to be all alone. You need less board meetings and more blowjobs, less fundraisers and more fucking. Doctor's orders. Do you need more convincing, or should I show you more of what I have to offer? You're a tough sell. Why don't you help me get out of this dress, Brucey? Just unzip the back. You know how a zipper works, don't you, rich boy? that's better. I know my bra and panties should match, but you get what you get. And besides, it's what's underneath that counts. Which is true of people, too. I mean, take a guy like Killer Croc. Real ugly on the outside, but a big softy on the inside. Sorry, I get really talkative when I'm horny, which is pretty much all the time. Goodbye, bra. You can keep that if you want. And goodbye, panties. What do you think, Brucey? Do I have a body or what? Go ahead. You can play with my titties if you want to. That's right. Take them in your hand. Hey, Brucey. I'm sure you've dined on some exquisite cuisine before, but maybe you'd be interested in giving my pussy a taste, huh? Looks nice and tasty, doesn't it? Then you won't mind if I sit on your face, do you? Good answer, Brucey. Fuck. That's right. Lick me. Oh, use that tongue. Ugh. Just keep going, and I can keep sucking you off. Oh, keep this up, Brucey, and you are gonna make me come for sure. I'll try not to mess up that nice suit of yours. Fuck, you don't care, do you? I guess the rich boy isn't afraid to get his hands dirty from time to time. Oh my god, Bruce. You might even be into this more than me. I'm serious. I think I'm about to... fuck. Come. Oh my fucking god, Brucey. I don't think I've ever come that hard. Now sit up. Oh, what? You think one orgasm is gonna tire me out? Come on, this date night isn't over until Brucey puts his big cock in Harley's tight little pussy. You got a condom somewhere in that suit of yours? No? Good. We don't need it. Hey, you know what a gun and a condom have in common? You should never use either one of them. I'm about to give you the best fuck of your life, Brucey. So strap in, Mr. Wayne. This is about to be a bumpy ride. Ooh. Now that is what I am talking about. I knew your cock would feel good, but this might just be exceeding my expectations. They say you shouldn't fuck a guy on the first date, but when it's Bruce Wayne, there's gotta be an exception, right? That's it, Brucey. Thrust into me. Fuck me good and hard. God, you feel so good inside me. I can feel you getting harder and harder. Oh, does my pussy feel that good? Oh, I told you I'd show you a good time tonight, Brucey. Bet you never expected I meant this, though, huh? Good. It's like you're trying to make me come again, and you haven't even come once. But don't worry. You will. You're gonna have the best orgasm of your life, and you're gonna shoot it all up inside me. So just keep thrusting. Come on. Come inside me. Give it to me. I want to tell everyone Bruce Wayne came inside me. Fuck. I'm coming. Okay. Now you're just showing off. I don't even feel bad about coming all over your cock now. No matter what it takes, you are coming inside me. Even if... Oh my god. That's right. Get on top of me, Brucey. Make love to me. You're close, aren't you? I can see it in those beautiful blue eyes. So come on. Do it. Keep going. In and out. In and out. In and out. Fuck, Brucey. That's a lot of cum. Oh, don't worry. I'm on the pill. I'm not that reckless. So yeah, you don't have to worry about having a new Robin in 9 months. Oh, Lila's shocked look. Brucey, sweetie, you have such a bad poker face. You're not hiding anything. Just look at you now. You're barely focusing on me. You're staring at that big signal in the sky. Hey, I'm a psychiatrist, remember? I've been probing that brain of yours all night, and I finally put two and two together. Your secrecy, your desire to help people. Bruce Wayne and Batman are one and the same. It explains why you seem like such a loner. Oh, relax. Your secret is safe with me, Batsy. I told you I'm a changed woman. I'm not going to tell Joker nothing, nor anybody else. I promise. Especially after that amazing fuck you just gave me. God, I can't believe I had sex with Bruce Wayne and Batman all in the same night. Now I think that's something deserving of bragging rights, huh? So, what do you say, Bats? You need a new partner in crime? Yeah, I thought you'd say that. Well, I should thank you, though. You've certainly made this date night memorable. I'd give it at least an 8 out of 10. Are we close to my apartment? I'm seriously leaking cum over here. Sorry about that. What? You're not gonna make me walk back naked, are you? Oh my god, did you just make a joke, Brucey? Seems like I'm rubbing off on you more than you thought, huh? But seriously, can I have my clothes back? Thank you, Brucey. You are such a gentleman. Good night.